Today I'm teaching animation, intro to animations.
Damon teacher Ken Doyle working with students in the new center located at the Tri-Main building in Buffalo.
If students want to come together after they graduate and set up their own studios, even if it means starting in the garage or the bedroom, there's no reason why Buffalo can't have a vibrant animation industry.
This center was one of the funding promises from Governor Cuomo's Billion to Buffalo project. The school is also collaborating with Empire Visual Effects. Students are receiving cutting-edge training in visual effects and editing, along with a pipeline to future jobs.
Those jobs can be anywhere. They don't need to be, you know, centered in those big places anymore. It used to be Hollywood and New York City, and that was it. But there's plenty of places in between, and luckily we're right in the cusp of it all.
Tim Clark is Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner. He notes there are many more opportunities in the industry, with more movies and video games being produced.
It's pretty spread out, but it's not too difficult to find a job, since as far as advertising goes, animation is probably the biggest job to have in it.
Joel Kanji is a freshman at Damon, majoring in animation.
Aside from, say, movies and television, it's very, very applicable in the workplace.
What do you like best about it?
I think what I like most about it is that you're doing something that other artists, it's a whole nother level. You're not necessarily just drawing something and making a piece. You're making something move. You're making something feel alive. It's not like any other art. It's like Professor Doyle says, it's more of a craft, really. It is an illusion. You're doing a little more than just being an artist. So when you're going the next step, it's really interesting. It's a pretty big challenge, but when you get it to look right, it's definitely worth all the struggle.
It's a cutting-edge studio with an 85-seat theater, screening room, 3D projection capabilities, surround sound, and color editing suites. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.